Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I am here with Cameron Camp and Ari Goretzky, researchers at ESET Security. And today we're continuing our discussion based on our last episode about the Flame malware, about state-sponsored cyber attacks. You know, these are organizations that, and even nations in some cases, that are not after your grandmother's Facebook password, but actually something much more grand and ominous. Cameron, do you want to sort of break it down for us and talk a little bit about, you know, what is going on at this level in terms of cyber attacks on the new global stage?
Absolutely, Brian. You know, what we're seeing now is an evolution in malware, and an evolution to the point where malware now is able to get to critical infrastructure pieces like electrical grids, nuclear centrifuges, and other critical infrastructure. And so, you have to ask yourself, well, who's going to be after that kind of an impact? And in fact, what we're seeing in the malware is that specific nation states, very well financed, they can perfect their craft for months or years and then deliver it all at, you know, in one shot. They make, you know, an amazing amount of effort, time and money expense to keep their attacks undercover as long as possible so they can exfiltrate as much data or do as much damage or cause as much of the intended payload nastiness as possible. It's really an evolution of what we're seeing out there in the malware scape over, you know, which Ari has been around for in the sector for, you know, as long as anybody. And, you know, he's been there, done that. We're just not seeing anything. This is a totally new game.
Ari, who are the actors on this global stage? I mean, who's really investing a lot of the time and energy and resources to launch these very complicated attacks?
Well, threat attribution at this point, even with the articles that we've been seeing in the New York Times and Telegraph and Wired, it's still something of an open question, although there's definitely been a lot of finger-pointing at the United States and China, Eastern Europe, and so forth. But when we look at these targeted attacks, which don't appear to be for any kind of criminal or malicious gain, but rather for attacking critical infrastructure or gathering intelligence on people, the nations that seem to be the likely players are the United States and China. Governments have an interest in collecting and accessing that information, and they've followed suit.
Cameron, maybe you could spend a little bit of time about, you know, talking about what people are really after when they launch these attacks. I mean, you know, we jokingly said at the beginning of the podcast, it's not your grandmother's Facebook account. You know, they're really out for something else, whether it's disruption or espionage. I mean, you know, what are the goals here? What are folks trying to do? They're not just trying to get bragging rights that they brought something down.
Well, exactly, Brian, and what is interesting about, especially in the Flame example, is the Flame is not one piece of software, really. It's more like a framework. It's more like if you have a semi-truck going down the road, you could put any number of packages on the back of it. Flame was huge. It's the equivalent of, you know, five shipping containers, gigantic flatbeds full of, and we ask, why are they doing that? Well, it's because they can stick a number of very deadly payloads on that. So they're starting out, they're testing the water now with something that does listens to your microphone conversations, something that captures what you type, and some other things like that, some screenshots. But what do they have planned next? Clearly they have a lot planned, judging by the size of the container that they're trying to get through the secure gate, as it were.
So, Ari, you've been in the industry for some time, and you've seen the evolution of this to its current state. Do you think that this is going to accelerate? Are we going to see more of these? And as they emerge, I mean, how do nations defend themselves? Is it a proliferation game, you know, with nuclear weapons on both sides? I mean, are we in for a cyber cold war? What's your thought on this?
From my perspective, it's very alarming and very troubling. There's always been talks in the anti-malware industry of the shadowy government action, but until the past couple of years, that's really been more a staple of the sci-fi thriller-type novel than actual events. The rise of things like Stuxnet and its apparent success send a message to the nations of the world that this is a viable means for conducting whatever you want to call it, a low-intensity conflict, covert diplomatic action with minimal repercussions. Attribution is difficult. Threats can remain undetected for months or years. And above all, it seems to have been successful in their goals. And if a nation is not looking at conducting offensive cyber warfare operations, I suspect they will be soon. And one of the descriptions about Stuxnet is that a huge amount of effort went into designing it so that it would target a specific set of computers, yet it still escaped into the wild and was seen outside of the computers it was designed to attack. That's after what must have involved millions or tens of millions of dollars of research and who knows how many man hours of work. A nation state that doesn't have those resources might decide to be much sloppier or might decide to create malware which is much more destructive on a wider scale. So that definitely creates causes for concern in the anti-malware community and should also be concerned for the computing public.
So, gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. You know, obviously, this is something that we're going to track moving forward and, you know, something we want to keep close attention to. As always, listeners, you should go to ESET.com and check out the blog where we have the latest updates on things that are happening in cybersecurity, including this topic. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.